Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, just a couple of things today to this and that. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the Cass County Landfill and Recycling Center and also a reminder about Produce in the Park. Let's start with Produce in the Park. I hope you're not tired of hearing me talk about that, but just a reminder that there are farmers markets in addition in Atlantic, in Messina, and in Anita, and then Produce in the Park is on Thursday night at the Atlantic City Park. And this week, there's going to be music by Dance to the Music DJ. And Capples is going to be there with their smoker going and give you some little samples of pork loin. I think it sounds really yummy. And Barb Wollenhop will be there selling the cookbooks. And for all you kids, your favorite, the Bounce House, will be back thanks to Gaylord Schelling recruiting the Methodist Youth Group to put it up and the YMCA, National Valley Family YMCA, for donating the use of it. And that's all in addition to all that yummy produce and baked goods. Hey, there's stuff going on in the park this Thursday night. 5 to 7, come and eat your evening meal. Have a good time. You know, come and go. It's, if you haven't been there, you're missing out because there's always something going on in the park on Thursday nights. Well, last Monday, I visited with Wendy Whitrock, who is the director of the Cass County Landfill and Recycling Center, and had a good visit. Wendy always has interesting things to talk about. And let me tell you, if you don't know anybody who's enthusiastic about garbage and especially recycling, you need to visit with Wendy. And I know that she'd be glad to have you come visit the landfill, but also she will come to you. If you have a group that needs a program, Wendy would be happy to come and visit with you because she is so enthusiastic about the program that we have at the Cass County Landfill and Recycling Center. Now, one of the things that she reminded me and pointed out, if you don't know, that Cass County is one of the few places that has a landfill and recycling center in their own county. All of our surrounding counties take their stuff to other places. They may have a transfer site where everything comes in, and then they have to load it onto trucks and carry it off to somewhere else like Carroll and Logan and Des Moines and wherever. So we don't have to do that. We have the system in place here in Cass County. And Wendy makes sure that we're always kind of on top of what's new. So, of course, the reason that we were talking to Wendy, one of the main reasons, is that they had an open house last night at the landfill to show off their new system to take care of the liquid leach out. I probably don't have all those terms right, but it's powered by solar. And so instead of loading up all of that liquid, she has to get rid of it and carrying it off somewhere and paying big bucks for it, it can all be taken care of right there. Now, again, she pointed out to me that some people in our county say, oh, we're paying a lot higher fees than other counties. Well, one of the reasons is that our local landfill is entirely supported by what it does, by the fees it charges and by the recycling materials that it can sell to recycling centers. And other counties are being paid for, their work is being paid for with tax money. Not so in Cass County. So think about that. Something else that she mentioned, you know, occasionally they get calls that are, well, kind of complaints because those bins are full. And she says, I just smile and say, that's great. And, you know, people kind of go, what? I'm calling to complain. And she didn't say that. Wendy's always so positive. Telling her that the bins are full, well, that means that people are using them. And that's good news that Cass County residents are using those bins, at least one in every town and more than that in some towns. So if they're full, that means people are doing a good job of doing the recycling. If you have any questions, be sure to call the landfill. And like I say, a visit, I'm sure individually or a group, you could go and visit. It's an interesting tour to take. And you can also get printed information that could help you out. One of the pieces of information that they provide at the landfill is a directory of services. Now, you think, okay, my service is my garbage goes there. Well, no, it's way beyond that. That is one of the things that happens at a landfill. And in the Cass County landfill, all that's not recyclable is baled up before it's buried. That means that it takes a whole lot less space than if you just dump it in. And it also means that it's not blowing around on a windy day. So that's a really positive thing. You can get rid of white goods and appliances. And there are some really strict regulations. If you think about regulations about anything, well, there's a whole big book of regulations that have to do with landfills. But you can take your white goods and appliances. That will be a fee of $15. You can take oil, antifreeze, and car batteries at no charge. You can take tires. Now, there is a charge for those depending on the type, the size of the tire. You can take computers and electronics. Now, many of those, there's no extra charge, but there is a charge for some. Especially, there are harmful metals in TVs and computer monitors, and so they're now banned from the landfill, and so that means there's an extra work to get rid of those. So there is a charge of $10 to $20, depending on the size, for those. But printers, keyboards, typewriters, you still have a typewriter house you're not using, VCRs, all of those you can bring in free of charge. And they have a place that they can take those to be recycled. Another, do any of you remember when we had hazardous waste days? I don't remember what the year was, but it was a big county event and people had to call and say what they were going to bring. And there were people there in hazmat suits. There were big barrels that were lined, especially lined. And it was a huge volunteer effort to get all of these materials that we have in our garages and under our sinks and stored in various places to get rid of them, but they cannot go into a landfill. Well, no more do we have to do that because you can do that right at the landfill. However, it's really important that you call before you come because somebody has to be there. It's not dumped in the landfill, but you have to call and say, you know, these are the kinds of things I'm bringing in, and there is no charge for this, but you do need to make that appointment. And then, kind of the exciting thing is that if there's some good products, for instance, as I looked around, there were some household cleaners in addition to wax and paint and some things that were usable. You can go out there and get those things for free if you could use them. The swap shop. So, you know, that's just another service to get rid of the hazardous materials that you have at your house. And also, perhaps pick up something that you ordinarily would go to the store and buy. You can get right there for free. So I can get sort of excited about this, but if you want to really get excited, you talk to Wendy. A couple of things about what you put in the recycling bins. It would be helpful in terms of plastics if you didn't put in things that have high oil content or have had, such as mayonnaise, oil, ketchup, that gets into the plastic and that plastic cannot be recycled. Also, styrofoam is not recyclable. Now, again, Wendy is so positive. She doesn't preach on those things because I guess they'd rather get everything and have to sort them. But they do have to sort them. Somebody has to be paid to sort that. So if you do a good job of sorting ahead of time, that really is helpful. Another helpful thing to do, of course, is to smash the cardboard. And if you can smash your metal cans, that's helpful too, because they take up less space in those bins, and that means they're not going to fill up quite so fast. Also, they have information on yard compost, and they have a long list of, let's just quit buying some of those hazardous materials that we use for cleaning. You know, if you have baking soda and vinegar, you probably have most of the cleaning materials you need. All of that at the landfill. It is very interesting, and I encourage you to follow up on that. Until next time, here's a thought. Life isn't tied with a bow, but it's still a gift.